about you.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Underneath, that's Gang of Four. It's like a techno version of Gang of Four. I like it. It's like the newer stuff. So we just heard Ivanka, Things You Can't Have, from the Complicit EP. You know, it's funny. It's like when Gang of Four does electronic stuff, I know they're Andy Gill trying to change things, be different. The electronic stuff, I can't help but think it sounds like something that is the best that 1989 could offer. It really, it's electronic, but it still sounds kind of dated somehow. Maybe this wasn't as bad as the other track we heard. I think it was Alpha Male. It's definitely sounded like 1989. Anyway, before that, we had It's Her Factory from the Gang of Four Yellow EP, which is an original, a track that I don't believe appeared. It didn't originally appear on Entertainment, and it came out on this EP. Originally recorded in March of 1979. Didn't make Entertainment for some reason. I Love a Man in a Uniform, of course, from Songs of the Free. And then we started things off with the live version of What We All Want from Another Day, Another Dollar. We're talking about Gang of Four all night, at least until 10 p.m., another hour. Because Andy Gill has passed. You know, what's funny is that a lot of bands have come out and said that they were nothing, they would be nothing without Gang of Four, without the influence of Gang of Four. That's, of course, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And they played on one of their first gigs, reuniting with John Frusciante. I saw they played, what was it? I think it was Damaged Goods live, one of the first new Red Hot Chili Peppers, or one of the first tracks played by this new, the new old lineup of the Chili Peppers. I also saw that Kurt Cobain, before he killed himself, obviously, he listed, he basically described Nirvana as like a Gang of Four scratch acid cover band. Which makes no sense. I mean, you know, it's funny. It's like everybody trots out anything that has to do with Kurt Cobain saying they were influenced by them. I mean, because I thought the Pixies were biggest influence on the Nirvana. Anyway, all right, so let's move on. Up next, it's going to be this track from Solid Gold, one of their records. I guess this is their second record. And this track is called Paralyzed, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Now seems just a waste of time. I
can't make out what has gone wrong. I was good at what I did. The crows come home to roost, and I'm the Duke.
Thank you. shall we mix with the other? Some flirt with fascism, some lie in the arms of others.
We Dream Alone from Songs of the Free, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And before that, it was I Found That Essence Rare from Entertainment. Great track, an album track. It doesn't get the attention that the others do, but it's terrific. It slowly builds. It's kind of like stumbles out of the gate a little bit, but then it really takes off. Before that, Second Life, which I think was a song with a number of remixes released in 2008. Kind of an EP on its own. Paralyzed started off the set from the Solid Gold record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our Andy Gill show, devoted to Andy Gill, who passed away the week before last, and the longest-serving member in Gang of Four, the architect of the band, and he sort of like pioneered this like punk scene of this almost like post-punk. It's kind of like the second wave after the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, and then the New York Dolls. It was like this wordy pop rock punk thing emulated by a lot of other bands, including Wire, which is a band out of the UK, kind of one of their contemporaries. It's kind of amazing. If you listen to that track I played earlier, Contract from Entertainment, it's almost like he's reading, it's almost like the lyrics consist primarily of language from a contract, and yet it still works somehow amazingly. It's not just the lyrics, but the music and the guitar parts as well. This jagged angular, I know we always talk about, whenever we talk about Gang of Four, we have to talk about the razor sharp guitars, but it's kind of like what you'd expect here, and it makes a hell of a lot of sense. So anyway, that's sort of my thought on Gang of Four as we say goodbye to Andy Gill, and as we say hello to this next track from Entertainment. This is Natural's Not In It, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Love.
breaks down easy. Fits into a prank. A child can carry it. Do it no harm. Armor like rifle. And the Holy Trinity is used against you. The Irish jokes on the BBC. Armor like rifle. Police and UDA. Armor like rifle. Use it every day. The rifle does harm. It shoots for miles. If a bullet gets you in the arm, destroys your insides. Armor like rifle. Police and UDA. Armor like rifle. Use it every day.
Thank you. cheeseburger to go.
Gang of Four with Cheeseburger, busting on consumerism. They always have a comment. They always have something to say. That's why they're such a valuable band. Some bands, a lot of bands today are not as clued in politically. That's why it's so amazing to hear them bust on the Trumps with Ivanka, Things You Can't Have from the Complicit EP. It's just like, I guess like we needed an old band, an old dinosaur from the 70s and 80s to really write something about the Trumps. It seems like everybody else is sort of staying away. Excuse me. Too many cigarettes here in the studio. All right. Before that, Not Great Man from Entertainment. To Hell with Poverty, a great song. I just love the way that screaming guitars open, and the bass and the drums just kind of come in to sort of take you on that journey from the Another Day, Another Dollar EP. Armalite Rifle, which is a B-side. It was appeared on the Gang of Four Yellow EP. And Natural's Not In It started off that extended set from the Entertainment record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And with Andy Gill having passed, we thought we'd do like a whole show devoted to Gang of Four, and we're only got like 22 minutes left. Hard to believe. There's so much stuff to get through, and I want to play it all. More from Entertainment. This one's called Return the Gift, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
In the past, the men who won't
All right. 91.5 Medford WMFO. That's Gang of Four's Womantown from their Hard record. Underneath, of course, not really the track that I was hoping for. Is It Love? Much better. Very 80s. You got to give Andy Gill credit, though, is that he kept on changing things. He kept on looking for other influences. He didn't want to just stick with the same palette. It just so happened that Entertainment, the record that he put out, their debut, Gang of Four's debut, is by far the strongest. And as we wrap up the show, I've kept one song in the chamber, so to speak. At Home, He's a Tourist, my favorite Gang of Four song. This is obviously from Entertainment as well, and we're going to wrap up the show with this one. You've been listening to The Andy Gill Show here on 91.5 WMFO. My name is GJ. I will see you next week here on WMFO.
Looking for interest. She said she